Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1207. Visible translated text is as follows. 176 by the name of Wright, who had helped us out as a clerk in the office during the past week, came in and I paid him in cash, as Mr. Schiff, I found, neglected to put his name on the payroll. I just made out a ticket for the amount of money he drew and put it in the cash box and charged it to the cash box and not to the payroll. At 5:45, part of the help took place. Mr. Schiff taking all the envelopes that were due the help who had worked from April 18th to 24th, inclusive, out to the payroll window, which is entirely outside of either my inner office or the outer office and out in the hall beyond, a little window that we have built. I sat in my office checking over the amount of money which had been left over. This amount was equal, or should have been equal, to the amount that had been loaned out in advance to help and had been deducted when we were filling the envelopes. In checking this amount over, as near as I can recollect it, there was about $15. I noticed a shortage of about $1.20, something over a dollar at any rate. And I kept checking to see if I couldn't find the shortage going over the various deductions that had been made, but I couldn't locate it that evening. After the help had been paid off, during which time as I sat in my office, no one came into my office who asked me for a pay envelope or for the pay envelope of another. After the paying off of the help had taken place, Mr. Schiff returned and handed me the envelopes which were left over, bound with an elastic band, and I put them in the cash compartment, which is different from the cash box. A certain cash compartment in the safe, the key to which is kept in my cash box. I placed them in the safe, and Mr. Schiff busied himself clearing up the books and the files and placing them in the safe. While he was doing that, I placed in the time clocks the slips to be used next day. I took out the two time slips which were dated April 26th, which had been used by the help on Friday, April 25th, and took two slips out to the clock, the ends of which I creased down so that they would fit into the cylinder inside of the clocks. And I noticed that I had neglected to stamp the date on them, so I just wrote on them, April 26th, 1913. In other words, put the date of the day full lowing, which is the way we usually do with the time clock. After placing these slips in the clock and bringing those used on the office, Mr. Schiff and myself left for home, it being about 6:30. I neglected to state that while I was sitting in the office, Mr. Schiff was paying off Newt Lee. These are the two time slips I took out. Gentlemen, as I was saying, these two slips that had April 26th, 1913, writ 10 at the bottom are the two slips I put in the clock on the evening of Friday, April 25th, to be used on the day following, which of course was April 26th. I neglected to mention also, in going over my duties at the factory, that Mr. N.V. Darley was superintendent of labor and of manufacture. It fell to his duty to engage the help and to distribute the help throughout the plant, and to discharge the help in case it was necessary. It was also due to him whether their wages were raised or not. In other words, he was the man that came directly in contact with the help. Moreover, he saw that the goods progressed,